potholes. Is Britain on the road to ruin?
Hello and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show.
Yep.
The number of potholes filled by councils in England and Wales alone has increased during the past year to almost 1.7 million, and that was a suggested survey. The Asphalt Industry Alliance said that this figure is up, but equated to one pothole being fixed every 19 seconds. An impressive figure. However, it transpires that this simply isn't enough. Many people have recognised that the number of potholes around society seem to be on the increase. In fact, the Automobile Association, the AA as it's often known, has said simply that the COVID pandemic lockdown was an opportunity for people to actually start to fix more roads.
Yep,
but this hasn't happened. Yeah. And why is this? Well, Mark and Pete have the answers.
Yeah, of course.
But what it does actually raise is a much wider question. Is Britain on the road to ruin? A pothole, on the whole, is a very hazardous hotspot, unless the spot has a white dot where the road has been left to rot. But whether or not the rot is a blot, if no one simply gives a jot, it just shows that all we've got is a plot that's gone to pot. Yes, Clergyman Pete, I must say, the problem is getting worse. What say you about our pothole problem?
Well, business remark, it's one of those things that you notice, particularly on side roads, that you suddenly find that your car isn't running as smoothly as it should. Or, if you're on a bike, it actually throws you off. So I think I see the problem, and I understand how the problem with potholes is more serious. You know, it's almost as though the word, which sounds rather funny, pothole, makes it seem like it's perhaps not a great serious problem, but it's a real crisis. And as it gets worse and worse, we're going to find that, you know, the roads, many roads, become undrivable. You're not going to be able to get around. People are going to be discouraged from cycling, which is, of course, the Prime Minister of this great country of ours is trying to promote cycling. So you would have thought this was a priority. I know, I mean, I was reading that the full repair bill for the country's roads is estimated at £10.4 billion.
Yes.
Which, for foreign listeners, that's a lot of money.
It certainly is. Now, interestingly, the main roads and motorways in England and Wales are maintained by Highways England and the Welsh Government, respectively, whilst councils look after the upkeep of local, usually more minor roads. But the problem here is that whilst the councils are trying to address this, the most obvious thing is the lack of resources and money. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly, the government, yes, we have referenced our esteemed leader, Boris Johnson, said that he actually encourages people to get back into the office as we start to consider the idea of an unlock. Now, the problem with that is that does mean people getting in their cars, on their motorbikes, and even actually cycling. And yet, this is a hazardous and perilous state. Now, here's an example. The AA president, Edmund King, said many of these roads were still in a perilous state, according to him, and that users had to run the gauntlet of potholes once they turn into their neighbourhoods. Yes, worrying. But he also added that governments and councils urging more active travel by getting people to switch from cars to bicycles doesn't sit right with the local roads riddled with potentially lethal potholes. The point here is that whether you're in a vehicle, whether that be in a bus, a lorry or anything like that, you do have a certain amount of protection. Whilst, of course, it's inconvenient that if your vehicle does suffer, you have the unfortunate repair bill. If you're on a bicycle, you could be in a very, very dangerous situation. And there have been many examples where people have been injured severely and unfortunately have had many fatalities. Mm. Clergyman Pete, I ask you, if we are to go back to some form of normal travel, this does mean that potentially we could start to see statistics rise of fatalities on the roads. So surely this could be and should be a major initiative, and perhaps maybe resources should be put to just investing in our infrastructure.
Yes, it should be. Now, let's just talk about the seriousness of it. Now, the latest figures I have are actually from 2019, where it looked back over the previous 5 years, over 250 cyclists had been killed or seriously injured directly from potholes. But that means that at that point, one cyclist a week was dying from a pothole. So that's looking about there. Now, you may say, well, that's only that number of dying. Yes, but these were mainly younger people. It's mainly in the 18 to 35 age bracket. This has a huge impact, a much bigger impact than, say, for example, take something else, another cause of death, for example, COVID-19, where the average age of death is 82. You know, it's very different impact on the economy. So unless this is addressed, we are going to see more and more problems, especially with people going back out onto the roads. And this backlog simply hasn't been addressed. The government is saying there's a recent announcement of them putting another £500,000 into it. If you're talking about all the roads in the country, as I was saying at the start of the show, the full repair bill is $10.4 billion. That's not really going to hit it at the spot. What they were just saying, but with it currently saying that it's going to take a decade to this is from a report in the Telegraph from the 31st of March. They're taking more than a decade to take up the backlog. That's too long, isn't it? But what we're seeing is a cutting of funding, because there's lots of money needed for other things, it seems, coming out of the lockdown. So listeners may not know, Mark, we were surprised at this when we were researching for this show, that the average time that it takes to resurface a road in England, sorry, getting accurate, is 83 years. which means in the area I'm in the northwest of England, when some of the roads were resurfaced, were last resurfaced, it was for horses to ride.
Exactly. We may end up having to revert back to that in the way that England
well,
is
maybe,
going.
Yes. I mean, there is a cobbled road just around the corner from me, which would be perfect for horses. It's not so good for your car. So, you know, this is a genuine issue. Now, lots of people around where I live also cycle, particularly young lads cycle. And, yep, there were a few deaths. There's at least a death a year. And so this is young people being affected, and that's why I think it's such a serious problem. And we should be putting funds into this, the future. I suppose this is just an example, businessman Mark, of infrastructure spending, which is so important.
Yes, and I want to sort of pick up on that, because obviously there's the social implications, as you've already highlighted, but I think we've got to think about it also from the business side. If Britain is to trade, whether it trades with the EU or any other country, crucially what will happen is that if our manufacturing industry were to ever to improve, we would want to use those arteries to be able to improve our ability to move our lorries and our trading vehicles up and down the country freely, smoothly, and without problems. So irrespective of whether people are working from home or not, I would hope that essentially that the infrastructure would be a busy hive of industrial activity. Now, that's not necessarily, and I know a number of our environmentalists will be saying, oh, no, dear, oh, dear. That's more unfortunate carbon monoxide pumped out into the community. Not necessarily, folks, because as we know, more electric vehicles of all kinds, including commercial ones, are being used. The point here is if we're to future-proof our infrastructure for whatever type of vehicle that we had, we were almost certainly, with any foresight, going to need roads. I think that we know that some people are trialing drones and other things, but it's not only just a complement to what we need to do with roads. And what worries me is that many councils have run out of money. So for our international listeners, what has happened in some cases, and I reference places like the Midlands, certainly in Nottingham and many other places, have struggled, and they're actually going into debt. Now, this is a key issue. This is a real big problem. And if what would it means that councils run out of money, it means that not only the roads are not being developed, but also the other parts of the infrastructure. That's the pavements, the lighting, and other places like that. And some people may have noticed that actually in Britain, some of the streetlights don't stay on as long as they used to do. Not a surprise, because it costs money. And I wonder whether the government has again thought about this sensibly. We know we've had a lockdown. It was an opportunity to solve some of the problems, and it could have put the money there, especially if it was intending to get manufacturing and industry back to some form of normality. And so maybe this is where I think that some people might look very closely at your post. Yes, when you receive that little council bill, have you just noticed something? Because councils are now charging you much more for your council bill. Why? Because it recognises that it's actually now needs the money from you. Yes, you, the citizens. It means that you will be, if you haven't looked at your bills, paying a lot more. And it's the only way that I think that this is going to be solved. But here's the other issue that I have, which is the missed opportunity. Whether you charge people by tax, I say tax in the broadest sense of your council tax, we've missed the opportunity because this was a time, a quieter time, to start to actually repair the roads. Yeah. If you are repairing the roads while people get back in their vehicles, whatever type of vehicle, commercial or otherwise, you're slowing down the commercial arteries of the world. Yeah. And so I do worry that it comes back to what we said before, that maybe some of the government's initiatives have been very, very short term. To me, infrastructure, where it would be such as the HS2 and many other bigger projects where billions, hundreds of billions, if not more, have been considered, I think that perhaps what we could have done is perhaps park some of the bigger initiatives and said, look, we have a crisis. Now, some people might say, crisis, the road outside my house is fine. Well, congratulations, well done. But if you try driving around England or Wales, for that matter, you almost inevitably will come across a pothole. And if you're lucky, it won't damage your vehicle. If you're on a bicycle, you may be lucky that you're not killed. But I think that it can't go on. So here's the point. I think that we are now at a point where it's a reflection of neglect. And in my opinion, I think there's only one way that this can be solved. And unfortunately, it means that the general public will have to pay for it out of their council tax.
Yeah, I mean, just to point out where we could be heading if this isn't addressed. India, the great country of India, has had a problem with potholes. And it has problems with its infrastructure. And what has happened is that as people, more and more people are more mobile, they tend to ride around in India. It's quite common to have a scooter or a small motorbike. And they get used to driving along the roads with massive potholes. But of course, when it gets dark, that doesn't help you, you know, being careful because you can't see the thing. And it's interesting that in the last year, this is a report from March this year, looking back on the previous year, there's a report in the Business Standard from India, saying that road accidents killed more people than COVID-19 during the year.
I mean, is that serious?
Yeah, serious. So it says the government of India, of course, say, yes, we're very serious about it, but they haven't taken the steps. So now Britain isn't at that stage yet, but if you continue to let it slide, that's where you're going to end up, and you don't want to end up like that. And just on a serious level, Mark, in the Bible, it does say something about this. It's a, It says that
it's good to know.
Yes, the Bible has a verse. It says the path of righteousness is the path of the righteous is level. This is from Isaiah 26, verse 7. The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth. The upright one being God. So you know.
Yes. Well, you wouldn't be upright if you hit a pothole.
No, no. And if you don't, what it means is that if they don't sort out the potholes, they'll have the wrath of God to answer to. I just thought I'd end up commenting on a serious point there.
Well, indeed,
although it is,
yes.
I mean, that wasn't that serious, but it is a serious matter, and we're going on a relentless slide into it such that eventually, yeah, I mean, maybe we will have to bring back horses. If it's not good enough for bikes, then eventually it won't be good enough for some cars, and you know, you won't have, you'll have certain areas of England which are difficult to reach, and et cetera, et cetera. The economy will be battered by it.
Yes, exactly. Well, listeners, what do you think? Do you have an example where you may have had a bad experience? Maybe it's something that you've had, something not only has damaged your vehicle, but perhaps you know somebody who's had a serious injury. We'd love to hear from you. Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, we hope that this problem will be solved, but I suspect that more potholes will be appearing near you.
Yes.
Well, join us again next time for more topical topics from Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.